The church takes this instruction, which is in Luke 10, to account for the other apostles besides the 12, like Timothy and Titus, who were in that apostolic band of the first missionaries. And he gives instructions. They're hard to follow literally in our culture. First place, you'd wear more than sandals today if you were going to walk around out there. I mean, but the spirit is, rely totally on me. But preach. Tell people. And that's the message. Timothy and Titus did that. They were disciples of Paul, and they learned from Paul. And so, but this letter to Timothy, which is the one I want to look at for a moment here, is pretty touching. Can you feel the affection that Paul has for Timothy? Looking out for him. And he goes back to his family. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God. Now you see, letters in antiquity always started with the name of the person, his title, and then who he's greeting. And then usually, kere, greetings. But that Greek greeting, kere, comes from the Battle of Thermopylae, which you all studied in school, I suppose, huh? You didn't. Well, you can Google Thermopylae, you know, and you can find it easily. But the Athenians defeated the Spartans in a battle that was an upset. And so the messenger ran back 26 miles. That's where we get the marathon from. And he ran back 26 miles and came in to the town and said, Charite, rejoice, Nicomen, we conquered, and he dropped dead from overexertion. So you don't run the whole 26 miles, I guess. But from that moment to this day, in Greece, the greeting is Chere, hello. But it doesn't mean just hello, see, it means rejoice. I remember once, this is a distraction, but I was in Athens, and I was walking down the street, and there was a Orthodox priest coming up the other way, great big fella, and he had on the rason, the epikephalion, and a big black beard, big Mediterranean nose. And so I said to him, Kalimera, you know, good day. He said, what do you say? I'm from Brooklyn. Well, we had a nice conversation, but it was... So, you see, apostle of Christ Jesus for the promise of life in Christ Jesus. To Timothy, my dear child, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. And now, who is Timothy? You see, I am grateful to God, whom I worship with a clear conscience, as my ancestors, the Jews, did, as I remember you constantly in my prayers, night and day. I yearn to see you again, recalling your tears. When I left you, you were crying. You didn't want me to leave. This is another side of the apostolic life, you see. I recall your sincere faith that first lived in your grandmother Lois, who was Jewish, but she had faith, and your mother Eunice, who was Jewish. Now, you know, the child of a Jewish mother is a Jew, period. That's a very piece of Mediterranean wisdom. You always know who your mother is. They say that's your father. They're probably right. But you always know who your mother is. So, now that sincere faith first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice. They must have become Christians because he grew up a Christian. Now, he wasn't circumcised. Remember, they had to circumcise him because the Jews would say, look, but it was probably because his father forbade that. Okay. Now, for this reason, I remind you to stir into flame the gift of God that you have through the imposition of my hands, he ordained them bishops. Same way we ordain priests and bishops today, the imposition of hands. You see? For God did not give us a spirit of cowardice, but rather of power and love and self-control. That's us, if we want it. So do not be ashamed of your testimony to our Lord, nor of me, a prisoner, for his sake. Aren't you the one that used to hang around with Paul of Tarsus? I never heard of him, you know, I mean, because he's in jail for sedition. And so who are you? Because he's disturbing the whole empire, calling people away from worship of the gods. Well, we don't know much about those gods, but they know, we know that if we don't worship them, they get mad. These are demons. The whole panoply. And Paul is saying, you know, you can go buy food in the meat market that's attached to the temple, because they bring sacrifices and offer them and slaughter the animal, and then they bring it down in the market to sell. And he said, look, there is no such thing as a god. No matter what they do to that meat before you get it, you just bless it, and you'll be fine. Eat it. Don't get into that kind of, ooh, there might be something to this. You're a Christian. And so, so don't be ashamed of your testimony to our Lord, nor of me, a prisoner, for his sake. But bear your share of hardship for the gospel with the strength that comes from God. And so, you see, we've got to tell people. We've got to pray for wisdom. I mean, I saw a TV show last night on the corruption in Washington. La Musica. Everybody, Democrats, Republicans, you know, they're all crooks. And the lobbying system, and it was so sad to see. It's a book. But it was on the TV that these two fellows who wrote the book were being interviewed. And you see, we have to be 11 before the whole thing just corrupts.